Scripture reading, Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Devotional. I am able to wait for the Lord for something: a new opportunity, blessings for my children, the healing of a friendship, or a safe trip out of town. It is much more difficult for me to wait for the Lord for nothing, but simply be still before him. Yet this is one of the keys to loving others well. David Benner writes, "Although I often try to pull it off, I know that I cannot really be present for another person when my inner world is filled with preoccupations and distractions. This is one of the biggest challenges I face in being present for others, being still within my own soul. Stillness is the precondition of presence. I must first be still to myself if I am to be still with another. And of course, I must learn to be still before God if I am to learn to be still in myself. Presence begins with a still place within oneself. If I have no such still inner place, I cannot really be present for others." Question to consider: what is the biggest challenge you face in being still before the Lord? Prayer. Lord, I confess to you that I am not sure what it looks like to still and quiet my soul before you. Lead me on a journey to discover that still place within myself, and I will follow wherever and however you lead me. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and let's conclude our time by spending 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.